Hello, this is Julie Stanford again, and this is the seventh in my series of 20 essential business startup tips. In tip six, I started to talk about the form of business, and I'm continuing on with that here. We're going to start with partnerships. A partnership is a way that two or more people can run a business together. It's a legal entity recognised under law. It's similar to setting up as a sole trader, except that the costs and profits are shared. It's essential to draw up a legal partnership agreement so that each partner knows their roles and responsibilities. So what are the advantages? Well, you may have more startup money available. You can pool your knowledge and experience. You have combined skills and knowledge, and you can bring capital into the business by introducing more partners. What are the disadvantages? Well, and this is a big one, each partner is personally liable for all the business debts, even if the debt was caused by another partner. Now, it's so important that you understand this. I'm going to say that again. Each person is personally liable for all the business debts, even if the debt was caused by another partner. That means if your partner was secretly stashing money and running up debts and then ran away to Australia, you would be liable. So bear that in mind. Also, decision-making can be difficult and you may disagree over the best direction for the business to take. It can be difficult to make a partnership work and there can be legal costs involved in setting up a partnership agreement. Let's think now about limited companies. A company is separate from its owners. It's a legal entity in its own right and is liable for any debts rather than the individuals who own the company. The legal protection given to owners of limited companies can outweigh the initial costs and ongoing running costs of setting up a limited company. A limited company can consist of one individual who is the director, or it can have many co-directors. You can bring additional capital into a limited company by issuing shares or allowing an individual to sell or transfer their interest in the business. If you started as a sole trader, you may want to develop your image and change your trading style to a limited company as your business expands. Many small businesses are now limited companies because even if they have relatively small profit, they can save money on tax and national insurance. Let's look at the advantages. Trading as a limited company lends more credibility to the business. Your company has a separate legal life. It can be easier to raise large sums of money for the business. If something goes wrong or someone sues you, your liability is limited to the money in the company. Your personal assets, such as your house or car, are not at risk, unless you've signed personal guarantees. There are tax advantages for high earners in keeping money in the business. You can keep your wages low to minimise income tax. You can take other money you need as dividends, but only as much dividend as you make profit, and dividends are added back at the end of the year for corporation tax. Losses are business losses, not personal losses. It can offer business continuity when the original owners sell or retire. And selling your business as a limited company is easier. So what are the disadvantages? Well, annual accounts can be more complicated to produce. It can cost money to set up a limited company. Forming a limited company involves handling some red tape. National insurance payments are higher because you have to pay employers and employees national insurance contributions for both staff and directors. If your turnover reaches over the current level, you'll have to have an independent audit, another business cost. If you decide to stop trading, it can be more difficult and expensive to wind up the company. And the accounts are generally more complicated and you must file them annually with Companies House. So let's think about a limited liability partnership, which is often called an LLP. Despite the name, this is not a partnership. It is a corporate body with its own legal entity. The trading status is like being both a limited company and a partnership. Make sure you have a members' legal agreement drawn up just as you would with a general partnership so that everyone's clear about their roles and responsibilities. The advantages are that the members of an LLP are limited for losses or debts in a similar way to limited companies, yet it has the flexibility of a partnership. It's also taxed as a partnership, so tax is charged on profits rather than on the money taken out of the business. Disadvantages then, well, you need to prepare and file annual accounts. There are other filing requirements with strict time limits. A limited liability partnership has to be registered at Companies House, and you'll incur your own costs in doing this. Plus, it's important to draw up a suitable members' agreement. You may well have heard about